Oh, I know what you're gonna do. You're gonna take that old, rich, white guy's brain and stick it into my younger, fit, exotic body, huh?
No, 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 there's gonna be no body switching today. I think my customer over there would be a little bit upset about that.
Oh, wait, why not? What do you mean?
You know, it's just like, maybe it's not, you know.
Is it because I'm an Asian guy?
That's a parody of the movie Get Out by Andrew and David Fung, a.k.a. the Fung Brothers. And when you heard that, you might have thought, wait, I know those guys. And it's possible you do. They grew up in Kent, second generation Chinese, but today they live in Los Angeles and they're rising YouTube stars. They've got more than 1 million followers. Their breakout hit 5 years ago was a celebration of the Asian food in L.A.'s San Gabriel Valley. It's called 626, which is the area code for the valley.
Hey, now let me tell you about a place out east, just 15 minutes from the LA streets. Hollywood doesn't even know we exist, like it's a mystical land filled with immigrants.
Here are some other video titles from the Fung Brothers: Thing Asian Parents Do, number 6, and I Can't Speak My Mother Tongue. Bill Radke talked with Andrew and David about growing up in Kent and how that informs their comedy.
This is David.
Yo, this is Andrew. It is an honor to be here right now.
Born and raised, Kent East Hill. We in the building.
253 Deuce 5 Trey.
Unincorporated King County.
Key. So I hear it. Now, when you told people that you were from Kent, you were from the 253, from Kent, what kind of things would you hear?
Oh, the place with a lot of factories and warehouses. And I was like, what do you... Oh, yeah, I guess hill there are.
Yeah, a lot of my friends in business school, their parents owned companies where they would house their ships or something
their
in Kent.
Wood,
yeah.
Their wood.
Yeah,
their
some sort
wood
of.
In Kent.
But I was like, no, I'm housing my lifestyle and my family and our livelihood in Kent. They're like, oh, yeah, that's where I just keep like whatever.
It was known for, being that place next to IKEA.
So King County is a lot more Asian now, but what was it like growing up Asian in Kent, and then what would it be, the 90s?
Growing up in East Hill, you know, you still bumped into people who had like country rural accents, and you'd be like, I don't know how you have a rural accent. I don't know if you immigrated from Missouri or it's just like a mechanic, blue collar, like.
Yep, I know that accent.
I still remember people be like, hey, how's it going?
Yep.
And I think something that's funny, growing up in Kentwood, I don't think it's as common anymore, but we would see people wear cowboy boots and cowboy hats to school, like on hat day, that kind of area.
So it's not like my dad was working at Boeing. So of course my dad has to buy into like Fortune 500, you know, publicly traded company culture, which is, you know, white centric, which is like, hey, Jim, like, hey, well, how was the Snoqualmie this weekend? It really is like that.
And where were you in the, you know, people kind of, they tend to split up, right? They tend to group up. And where were you?
Well, pretty much in high school, at least this is David speaking, I pretty much associated myself with, I guess, the African-American community. You know, you pick one or the other, at least in my grade, you pick white or black to hang out with, because Asian was not really an option. A lot of the Asians, they opt to choose nothing, and then nobody knows who they are. So that's why a lot of Asians at Kentwood, actually, they graduate 4 years, and literally nobody has any idea who they are. But for me, I chose more, I guess, the African-American community to kind of hang out with.
I hear a kind of black American influence in your voices. Do you know what I'm talking about?
we listened to a lot of rap growing up.
I mean,
and
that
we
was that kind
played
of
a lot of basketball.
Yeah, I played a lot of basketball, and that's who we learned to speak English from.
This is the rap and basketball voice.
Yeah,
maybe David a little bit more than me. I think this is like goes to a larger idea of us like feeling relatable to a lot of Americans, and also why maybe we even got a chance at a TV show. It's because we're from a place like Kent, which is very American.
No, very Anytown USA.
Yeah, Anytown USA. I wouldn't say American in that way, but you know, it's very American. The demographics of our high school were pretty much like the demographics of America as of like maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah, at that time.
It was pretty reflective.
And how did your parents were born in China. How did they end up in Kent?
Okay, long story short, our parents actually met in college at Ohio State, and they were part of the first wave of student immigrants allowed in by Nixon. And my dad took a job as an aerospace engineer at Boeing.
Yeah.
So, you know, they have different plants all over, but Kent is one of them. So my dad was like, hey, I don't, you know, want to go to commute too far. So yeah.
Kent was close by work, essentially. That's it.
But it's funny because you know, most engineers, you know, our father has a PhD in computer science and he's like a very learned person, but you know, most of them choose to live in Bellevue. Just because for the school district, the culture seems more fitting for a PhD, but nah, we kept it real.
Can I ask you, now, some people are just funny and they're entertainers. Did your Kent childhood shape your sense of humor?
Yes.
I mean, you could say that. I would say a couple of factors. I think our parents are actually, they're not like comedians, but they're kind of goofy. Uh-huh. And
you know, it is different. Interesting. And if you study the background of a lot of comedians, they do kind of come from like really generally like scholar like families, but are raised in kind of blue collar neighborhoods. Hmm. Dave Chappelle, Louis C.K. The list goes on and
that's
on.
Interesting.
Like a lot of because you have to have an analytical perspective, but you have to see things. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because like you meet kids sometimes from Bellevue at church, and they're growing up in a completely different Seattle than we are.
Uh-huh.
Their parents don't let them play basketball in the streets and go play AAU ball or play like just engage with any.
Go to parties in high school.
Basically, like, they don't let them be around other kids who are not academic centric.
Right. I want to talk about your YouTube channel focuses on Asianness, you know, immigrant parents, how non-Asians see you. Why do you focus there?
I think a lot of it is probably driven from growing up and a lot of people asking you being the only Asian that a lot of people know, or at least like stereotypical Asian. You know, when I say stereotypical Asian, most people are referring to like a Chinese or a Korean or a Japanese person.
Or maybe one of the only Asians that they're engaging with, that they feel comfortable talking to. Like, I know there was always some funny conversations, like, oh, do you really know how to use chopsticks? They would like touch the middle of our forehead, like around like where our eyebrows are, and be like, oh, I never did this to an Asian before. Like, it's kind of like goofy
why
stuff.
Why do you guys' faces look so plain? Why don't you have eyelids?
Why are your eyes like this? And
but you know, the funny thing is, it was literally because of lack of contact. These are not people whose like parents know any Asians.
Yeah. And they're not, I wouldn't necessarily say these kids are racist, really. Like, they're just being kids. Like, you look different. What are you? What's going on here? Tell me about it.
And you know that some people's reaction is to just be like, that is such a small part of me, you know, and you want to see people on TV, Asians who are just people, and it's not all about their Asianness, you know, and that in your YouTube channel, you're really kind of diving into that, those perceptions, those questions.
Yeah, in my opinion, I actually, for the most part, disagree with that.
Okay.
You know, the thing about being Asian is nobody has the same experience.
Mm-hmm.
So there could be a group of Asians who's like, you know, we're just like everybody else. Treat me like somebody else. Mm. But, you know, when you're more from like lower class, or like you've been around that a lot, and me and Andrew spent a lot of time around some really high class Asians and some really low class Asians, we are really different. We come from a completely different part of the world that was informed for thousands of years by different philosophers, different religions. We have nothing to do with the holy war type things that are going on. Like, we have absolutely no contact. We're not mentioned in the Bible. We're not a part of anything. And just because the Western narrative has dominated the globe for the past 300 to 500 years, I don't like it when Asians try to fit ourselves in there. Oh, yeah, like, maybe Kings for the East in the Bible was referring to Mongoloid people. I'm like, come on, man. We were doing our own thing. We have our own culture. We have our own civilization that we were handling with Confucius and all these different people in Asia. Just because we're living in a Western context now that is globally dominant, we don't have to, like, try to find our place in something that we don't have a history in. Asians are not responsible for any of that.
But I think for us talking about Asians on our channel, it was largely because we wanted to analyze Asians, and we felt like Asians needed to have more discussions about ourselves. We were like, we got to have these conversations and make these jokes and break ourselves down like this before we move on. That's our opinion. I mean, I think, you know, you always have other people working on the other side, but I'm just like, yo, we got to talk about it first.
What are some of your favorite things to get at, to talk about, joke about, put a light on?
All right, basically when immigrants arrived to this country, and this is, I'm talking about America, there's this American pop cultural spectrum that ranges from white to black. And obviously you see it right now. There's flaring up between these two sides in America right now because, you know, there's a lot of anger throughout history between these two groups. Now, Asians, we come in here, at Latinos too, where we arrive to a battle that's already happening. And then people go, hey, which side are you rolling with in this thing? And you're kind of like, what? I just wanted to come here and build a nice life for myself. I came from an internal civil war back in my home country. And now you want me to pick a social side that's blue or red or left or right? I think to me that is... like, that's actually hilarious.
And then what, you want us to, like, be educated all about these social issues and understand all this stuff? I'm like, to be honest, a lot of the Asian immigrant parents, they didn't even go to college, or some of them didn't go to high school, even where they're from. So how can they jump into this conversation? I'm like, give us a break, guys. Like, you got to give us, like, another generation before you, like, well, Lee, you just got here. Whose team are you on? I don't know. The people who... make my life better, pay me. If it's white people, I'm voting. Like, you know, I don't know, if black people support me, cool. Like, when you look at, like, Obama, we're like, oh, Obama, he grew up in Asia partially. All right, cool, we vote for him if we are voting.
And then some of them go, oh, yeah, Trump's rich. I want to be rich. No, I vote for Trump.
You know what
I mean? Like, it's just like, it's really goofy that I think, in my opinion, and me and Andrew, essentially that's the crux thing that me and Andrew joke about, that we are this really different people that's been thrown into a Western cultural spectrum that has existed for hundreds of years, and you could even argue has existed for thousands of years, right? Europe and Africa being right next to each other, a boat ride away, right? Yeah. There's like 10 mountain ranges that are really huge that separate the Western world from the Far East. We're not just from the East, we're like from the far, far East. And I think it's funny that we have to find our place in that cultural context. And you essentially, we have no choice, but we try to.
You know, guys, I'm happy to be talking about politics and culture wars and global relations. It's funny to me because I know the Fung Bros mostly from, like, Asians Eat Weird Things and, you know what I mean? And your music video. Those
have depth.
What we're talking about is actually, those are kind of like symptoms of what we're talking about.
Right.
A lot of that stuff was to describe why we're so different. Because I think that both sides, both... if you want to look at it like white and black are the only two people with cultural narrative power in America, which, you know, you could say that that's true, that I think both sides are like confounded by Asians.
I don't get it.
But to me, the whole fallacy is that we have to fit on that scale in the first place. And I think that that's what drives the content. So I guess, you know, we could talk about the content, but I guess to get meta and deep, because, you know, we are on KUOW.
There's a lot for
some educated people.
There's a lot of smart people listening.
Some brainy folks will just take it meta. You know, what are the systemic things that drive our comedy? And I think that one day me and Andrew are going to delve into it on like a more on the nose, like meta level, which is more like a Hari Kondabula.
Yep.
You know, that style. But for that time in the era 6 years ago, me and Andrew were more trying to like dance around it and allude to it through being playful.
We threw it in there, definitely, but I think a lot of our earlier content was about like, listen, guys, like, first of all, we just got to understand ourselves and be proud first. And then, like, now, obviously, even doing this interview, we wouldn't be saying these same things like 4 or 5 years ago. And all we are saying is like, there's a bunch of factors.
Let's talk about some difficult stuff that people don't want to talk about.
Yeah.
That's what we do. Fung Brothers, Andrew and David, thanks a lot for this.
Oh, thank you so much, Bill. I appreciate that. Yo.